Well, now, smiling is infectious. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Smiling is infectious. When I smiled at Sylvia, she smiled back at me. And when I smiled at Ingeborg, she smiled back at me. And when I smiled at Ellen, she smiled back at me. Smiling is infectious. When someone smiled at me today, I started smiling too. I walked around the corner, someone saw my grin, and when he smiled, I realized I'd passed it on to him. I thought about my smile, and I know what it is worth. My single smile travels around the earth. Each time I feel a smile begin, I make it most effective. I start a smile epidemic quick and get the world infected. What good is a smile? Well, a smile is a very disengaging activity, very disarming attitude. When a person smiles you and you don't know them, you wonder, should I smile back or should I not smile back? But instantaneously you smile back. It's just a natural thing to do. It's just a natural thing to do to smile. Whenever anyone smiles at us, it's a natural thing for us to smile at them. Now, how about if we smile at other people? Isn't it the natural thing for them to smile at us? Now think about it. You've had a tough day, and things just didn't go very well. And you think to yourself, oh my, I feel beat. And then you see a little bird hopping along. And as you watch the little bird hopping along, you see the cat come along and look at the bird. And the bird has a sore leg. And the cat is surely going to have lunch. And you think to yourself, no, 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 no. That cat and that bird are going to smile at each other. And just that instant, the bird looked over at the cat and started cheeping, a very tender, woesome cheep. Help me, will you please? Help me. And the cat looked so startled, because the cat was expecting the bird to have fear and to be angry and to be upset and say, don't bother me, cat, don't bother me. But the bird didn't do that. The bird just looked at the cat and smiled and said, give me a help. And the cat walked over to the bird and looked at the bird and said, you know, one sweep and I could have you down my throat and have my lunch done and quick and hurry. And the bird looked up with such beguiling eyes at the cat and said, I love you. Can you help me? And the cat looked at the bird and realized the bird was asking for help. And so the cat looked around the bird and realized that the bird's leg was not doing too well. And the cat realized that the reason cats have tongues is so that they can lick wounds and make them well. And so the cat said to the bird, hey, relax. And I'm going to lick your leg. And the bird says, oh, thank you, thank you. And so the cat licked the bird's leg and washed the leg with her tongue and made it all nice and smooth again, and all the blood that was there was gone, and the leg was just, you know, looking good again. And still it was a little tender to walk on, and so the bird sat down. And the cat said, aren't you hungry? And the bird said, sure, I'm hungry, but I can't go and get anything. Well, I know where there's a box of bird seed on the shelf in the kitchen, and I'll go get some for you. So the cat went into the kitchen. There was nobody there. And the cat climbed up on top of the cupboard counters and reached in for the bird seed. Well, he got the bird seed, almost dropped it on the floor, but he got it. And he had to hold his mouth sideways because the bird box was upright. If he held the box sideways, it would all pour out. And he saw that, so he held it upright. And so he comes out to the bird with his head tilted, carrying the box of bird seed. And the bird looked at him and smiled so broad. And the cat put some bird seed down in front of the bird, and the bird picked it up, eating one little piece at a time and chewing it good. And the cat says, I bet you're thirsty too. And so the cat went over to its water bowl and dragged its water bowl all the way over to the little bird. Now, it'd been easier to take the bird to the water bowl, but the cat brought the water bowl to the bird. And the bird looked at the water bowl and said, "That's an awful lot of water. You know, I could take a swim in there." And the cat said, "That's my drinking water." And the bird said, "Yeah, okay." So the bird took a drink and had a smile on his face. Well, now, you say, that is a lot of baloney. A bird and a cat acting like that. Well, no, it isn't. In my email, quite frequently, maybe once or twice a week, I get animal stories and animal activities. And the last one that I had received was a little parakeet sitting on a calendar, and the little kitten comes up to it and said, "Hey, let's play." And the little kitten put her paw out onto the parakeet and petted the parakeet, and the parakeet said, "Hey, now you're pretty nice." And so the parakeet jumps up on the kitten and starts looking at its fur to see if it's got anything to eat. It may have found something or not, but the kitten just loved it. The kitten rolled over on its back and let the parakeet walk across its belly. And then the kitten laid its head back and closed its eyes in pure bliss. And the little bird was walking all over the cat. And the cat was just enjoying it. And you could see the smile on the cat's face, you know, because it was really quite lovely. Now, you say, but that doesn't happen. Oh, yes, it does. If we were to add up all the stories that get on YouTube and that get all the other places that they go, we would be amazed at how many smiles animals give to each other, and how many smiles people give to each other, and how many times a group of parents are sitting there watching their child playing in the park, and one child does something beautiful, and they all recognize that that was really something beautiful, and they all have to look at that child with pride of being a parent, and even though it's not their child, they have a big smile on their face, and that child feels that smile and knows that it has all of this acceptance. We have this opportunity, all of us, to see how infectious a smile can be. And when we go around the world, if we see anything, let's smile at them. Do you smile at a rose? Do you smile at the flowers as they are growing in your garden? Do you smile at the little critters that come along? Do you smile at the squirrel as it's halfway up the tree looking back to see if anyone's following it? Yeah. Do you smile at the little children at play? Do you smile at the people in your world, the people who are doing whatever they're doing, and you think to yourself, gee, I live in a fun world. So many nice, happy things are taking place. Now, if you want, you can look for the unhappy things, and you can name them. And all they are opportunities for you to smile when the decision might have been not to smile. But if you can smile when you see something that wouldn't make anybody else smile, then you're the big winner, because you're the beginner of that smile. And somebody else is going to come along, and they're going to come around the corner and see you with a grin on your face and a smile. They're going to say, "What's he smiling about?" And the next thing you know, they're smiling as they're trying to figure out what you're smiling about. And pretty soon, your infectious smile has won them over. This is the way it works. Let go and let the magic of smiling, the magic of a grin, the magic of happiness shining out from within, give all the world the joy that you're experiencing, so that all the world can know it just like you do. Have a happy day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.